presented by Joseph O'Connor. The reader was Frankie McCafferty, and it was produced by Rachel Hooper. It's a Falling Tree production for Radio 4. David Tennant stars as a divorced dad, determined his marital failures will not get in the way of good parenting. In just a moment, The Go-Betweenies is next. Then in half an hour, it's you and yours, here's Peter White.
Thanks, Caroline. Sport England is today announcing new lottery money to help communities keep hold of their threatened sports pitches. We'll be examining just how far £10 million over 3 years will go to fend off eager land developers and cash-strapped local authorities who need their money. We've been to Bristol to assess those riots, apparently about just one new supermarket. And a forthcoming Leonardo da Vinci exhibition has been described as a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. But with the National Gallery lowering the numbers who can see it and raising the prices, we'll be assessing whether it's worth going to see a so-called blockbuster exhibition. Room for All on You and Yours, just after midday.
Thanks, Peter. First, if it's Wednesday, it must be Holloway, as we join David Tennant and Sarah Alexander in our shared parenting comedy. This week, the divorced parents confuse their son Tom about the morality of befriending losers.
The Go-Betweenies by Marcella Evaristi. Episode 2. Sniffing Stevie and the Gym Horse.
Don't go so fast, Lucy!
I really don't see how my tuba can slow you down so much.
We should play something lighter, like a triangle.
Playing the triangle wouldn't have gotten me into my school. Turns out, to get into this school, you needed a tuba. Or an older sister, but I don't have one of those, just one of you.
So you're not really scared about seeing Miss Smarmy, then?
No, I told you, I don't care about anything anymore.
Oh, I thought you were hacked off with that boy Bernard.
It's Bernard, not Bernard, Bernard! No, I don't care anymore about him or his new status or his new Sandrine.
You don't care?
That's right.
Can I have your Twix then?
What? No!
Slow down, I don't want to get there early. He'll just stalk me around the playground.
So, is that boy still making a beeline for you?
Stevie? Yeah, all the time.
Yeah?
But at least I can hear him coming. He's always got this cold, you know? I'm like Captain Hook, but it's like listening out for the sound of snotters instead of a ticking clock.
That is disgusting.
Thank you. Thank you. Hello, I'm Mimi Miller. It's lovely to be here in my local Highgate bookshop, and I've been asked to say a few words before we start the signing. Writing children's fiction has changed my life, truly. No one could have been prouder than me when my first book, Born Astride the Grave, a Samuel Beckett reader, was published. But the breathtaking success of The Adventures of Georgie and Dot over the last few years has taken me by surprise. Some years ago, with that first book remaindered and my second divorce on the cards, I found myself remembering that phrase of Beckett's which reminds us to fail better. And I thought, how the hell does that help? And I suffered a total mental collapse. But when I came out of the facility, I looked at my children's faces and I knew I would cope. I think the turnaround began one day I was reading my daughter Lucy a tedious story about a tank engine. All that grey metal and those shiny faces, like being trapped in a Stalinist-era railway siding with no concealer.
Mimi!
Oh, my God, Bobby!
You all right?
Hi! Oh, I'm sorry, I've just saw a really old friend. Don't go away.
Yeah, OK.
Where was I? Anyway, I ended up writing about these siblings who constantly save each other's skins and who get home in one piece. Mind you, if I had to choose, I'd sacrifice the adventures to keep them from random catastrophes in a meaningless universe. Let's get signing, then.
Have you noticed something?
Yeah. No one cares how I feel.
No? Well, try again.
What? I'm looking for a tattoo shop. It's called Haunted.
Have you noticed how the dog's bottoms around here look like hairy dartboards?
Unbelievable.
Round at Mum's, you'd never notice a dog's bum, right? Seriously, when have you ever looked twice at a dog's bottom in Highgate?
Never, Tom. never.
But here it's like I have to look at the pitbull bombs. I don't want to, but I've got to.
Shut up, Tom, and keep your voice down.
I'm going to. I'm going to be like David Attenborough. And here we have the back end of the...
Here we go. The Haunted of Holloway Tattoo Shop.
Where are you going?
Stay there.
Take me with you! Hello, Dad!
Hey, Tom.
Hi, Dad. What's wrong?
Nothing's wrong. Everything's right. I just wanted to say it out loud. Today's Wednesday, and I'll see you Saturday.
I know. It's a completely brilliant new setup. Hooray for us!
I think that too. Oh, and I'm glad you told me about that boy. You don't have to be mean, but you don't have to be his best friend just because you're new.
I know, but I feel sorry for Stevie.
Well, that's kind of you, Tom, but feeling sorry for someone doesn't make a good marriage. I mean, friendship. It's kinder in the long run. Stevie deserves a friend that doesn't think here comes Snot Bubble every time you see him.
I suppose so. Thanks, Dad.
All right, bye for now.
Come on, then.
What are you talking to that tattoo guy about?
You'll only tell.
No, I won't, I swear.
Well, I can't tell you yet, but I can tell you this one thing.
Yeah, tell me, what's the one thing?
There are ways of getting people to pay attention to how you feel. I'm going to make them sit up like vampires sitting up in a coffin. Mwahahaha! Don't you just love my mad plan, Laura? No, it's less chokey, more mad professory.
No, Lucy, can you sort out your tuba strap, please? It's round my throat.
Buffy! Oh, it's so good to see you.
You recognise me? I haven't seen you since you were wearing a school uniform when I was lusting after my pal Joe's new girl.
God, I was 17. I do so treasure old friends who remember what I once looked like.
So, how is my old pal Joe? I always wanted to get in touch, but how do you know if people want to know, you know?
No, you and Joe were the real thing. He would be so pleased to see you.
Here's my card. Tell him I'd love him to ring me. I know he divorced again.
At the moment, for him, it's all about being with the kids half the week. He hated being a once-a-fortnight dad.
Did he remarry?
We both did. Then we both divorced, and then we both remarried, but his third marriage just folded.
Is he okay, or does it get easier with the serial divorcing?
No, he'll pull through. I don't envy him. I was hoping he found what I found with Harry. Harry's a poppet. A companion for my soul that I fancy beyond belief. Also, he's a playwright. With a Pulitzer, actually. He's perfect.
Under a year, is it?
10 months.
You care more about what Miss Smarmy says than about what I feel.
I thought our name was...
It's Miss Smart, Joe. Here she comes now. Sit up, Lucy.
Ah, here we all are. Lovely. Now, I asked to see you because I know we all so want to help Lucy turn things around, but I am very, very unhappy about this essay. Show your mum and dad your work, Lucy.
I can't see any words.
That's right. I asked for an essay and I got two drawings. In the first is a Lucy look-alike.
Good likeness.
Shut up, Joe.
There she is, horribly impaled on the Tour Eiffel. Let's look at that. Together, Mum and Dad, you and me.
Miss Smart, I think you should know my ex-wife was French and Lucy has been yanked from a French household because of my divorce.
Miss Smart, what was Lucy like in your class before all that? Before she, you know...
Lost France.
Oh, for God's sake, she is not de Gaulle.
Now, Lucy, I've always loved your energy and your liveliness, your lack of torpor, your vitality, and your absence of listlessness.
So what's changed?
She won't talk French.
Well, she has to. Lucy, you just have to apply yourself, no matter how you are feeling.
Talk to us, Lucy. I want to know how you feel.
Well, I want to know how you feel about applying yourself.
Lucy, you can't just stop doing schoolwork because of you-know-who.
What? Oh, I didn't know you still had a crush on Bernard.
Daddy, you promised you wouldn't say.
You can't stop learning French because of a boy. You have to keep working. All my life,
Dad didn't keep working. He just walked away from an impossible situation.
I didn't exactly put it like that.
I wonder, could we?
Wait a minute. This is important.
What?
Talk, Joe. She thinks you are being a free spirit.
Lucy, it was Dominique's design company. Staying on was untenable.
What does untenable mean?
Well, Lucy, it means...
You still left a stupid job to be as free as the wind.
No, Lucy.
Dominique owned the company. It was her wind.
Would you three like to stop talking now?
Right, I've got the equipment ready now, so we'll just start. I think it's probably time to start it. Right, boys, please, come on. Now, I want you to get into pairs, now. Go on, get into pairs. Tom Miller, why are you standing there?
Stevie, please don't come and ask me. Oh, no, everyone's falling apart now. Here he comes. Don't catch his eye. I know. I'll tie my lace. Oh, why do I not have lasers on these? I'll stroke the elastic. Yeah, brilliant. That will keep him away. He's getting closer. Ah, I can pretend to faint. Brilliant. Fainting in a gym class. A very well-known way of becoming popular. He's getting nearer. Oh, but it's like the pit bull bumps. I can't stop looking at that snot bubble.
Carry on, Lucy. Try to find the words, dear.
Then, after my French life was ripped from under me, like a tablecloth from underneath a picnic in a Boursin advert, which, by the way, was a nightmare for my sleep disorder.
She has a sleep disorder? Do you sleepwalk, Lucy?
No, but her brother does.
I envy him, Miss Smart. My insomnia keeps no one awake at night, but all they worry about is Tom sleepwalking.
I do worry. He refuses to wear a sleep helmet. He could walk straight out of a window onto a tyre garage.
That's a snippy reference to my new flat in Holloway. I moved there to be closer to the children in Highgate.
Yeah, perhaps if we could keep the focus on Lucy.
Because you see, unlike me, Miss Smart, Tom is completely happy, wandering about in his gym jams, getting a good night's sleep. He hums little tunes and makes jam sandwiches with one hand down his...
Sleepwalking really is dangerous.
Could we?
As well as being ingenious.
Ingenious?
Well, I couldn't make a jam sandwich with one hand down my...
Joe, you must try to concentrate.
You really must, Lucy.
No, I was talking to you two.
Quiet now. Right. Make a line, boys, and begin to vault the horse one by one.
Tom! Hold on, I wanted to ask you something.
Oh, hello, Stevie, I didn't see you at all there. Oh, well, Jizo, that horse thing's high.
So do you, one, live in Highgate, or B, in Holloway?
I have to go, oh my God, oh my daddy bollocks!
Stand back, everyone.
There is something else, I'm afraid. Lucy, you have to drop that unacceptable French accent, or we can't move on, dear.
Well, I knew she was a bit on the loopy side, but I thought her accent was good.
Oh, it is good. Lucy speaks English with an authentic French accent. Do it.
I have no control over these. I beg you to understand.
Just like that, whilst refusing to speak actual French at all.
You have to stop doing that, Lucy. I hate that. I completely hate that. I never want to hear you speaking with a French accent. Ever again. Is that clear?
Joe! Sorry. Hello? Oh, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, no! Where is he? The Whittington! Of course, we'll be straight there. Tom's had an accident.
Oh, hello? Yes, I am. Thank you so much. That's good, that's good. Just a bang on his chin. Okay, thank God. Thank you. Bye-bye.
We have to go. Lucy, we'll talk tonight.
Yes, and you are grounded till I say so.
What? Where did that come from?
Once a fortnight, Dad is dead.
Who is?
And don't worry about your brother.
I wasn't.
Good girl.
Goodbye, Lucy. Goodbye, Miss Smarmy. Oh, God.
Smarmy? Smarmy?
Loopy. Loopy. Unbelievable.
My God, it's coming from you. I thought it was the engine.
It's my ujjayi breathing. It's a yoga thing. Calming.
Tom will be fine.
Our son is falling over and our daughter is in free fall. Distract me. Tell me why you freaked with the accent thing.
When Lucy does that voice, she sounds exactly like Dominique. It drives me crazy. Like I'm back there breathing in her black Sobrani smoke. I'm freezing and I need to run inside, but inside is where I already am.
Oh my.
In fact, there was a part of my anatomy that actually had started to do that when she spoke to me. You know, man part that took to disappearing inside for the warmth.
I'm so sorry. You deserve to be happy. We had such horrible second spouses.
That creepy semiologist who cheated on you.
Well, I ignored the signs. Then your performance artist from Woolawonga with the tribal markings.
At least Bonita was hot in a skanky way. In spite of her problems.
Yes, you always say that, but see, I'm thinking, how hot can someone with legs that bandy be? Aesthetically, you know? I wonder if it was the bulimia, maybe. Or some kind of Antipodean rickets.
Wow! Karmic questions that fix the fear. We've arrived, come on.
Oh,
Oh, God. It could be...
Amy, you're in a hospital waiting room. You don't need to Google jaw injury.
Not here, please.
Yes. Thank you. Yes, she will turn off her BlackBerry now. Behave.
Look, there's his PE teacher. Hello, we're Tom's parents.
Hi, can you tell us what happened?
Well, I thought he was holding off from jumping at all, and then, all of a sudden, he bolted in front of me, vaulted over the horse, and crashed down on his chin.
Horse? What horse? Nobody told me he was riding a horse.
No, a gym horse.
A gym horse is this tall, padded...
I know what a gym horse is!
No, you didn't.
Well, I'm upset. Please don't leave out keywords. It just ratchets up the tension.
They just said a few stitches and he'll be fine, so...
He's a boy who will always insist everything is just fine and dandy.
Yes, I think it's called good nature in the land of the sane.
You must have seen a lot of fools in your time as a PE teacher.
Oh, well, yes.
I bet most people would just figure a fool is a fool. But you must have a professional take on all the subtle distinctions of tumble and thump and bump and wallop, the likes of which we civilians would never register.
You know... Not many people understand that, Mrs...
Mimi. And you are?
I'm Donald, Mimi.
So what category of falling did Tom's fall fall into, Donald?
Well, one that's not common at all, Mimi. You see, I noticed that he didn't try to break his fall. Over he went and down, with his arms clasped to his sides.
I think he was inventively self-harming.
Oh, that would fit, Mimi.
He just fell, Mimi. Surely, Donald.
I knew he was still unhappy.
What? No, oh, please, Mimi, you have to stop looking for psychic damage. Look, here he is. Hey, many stitches, Tom.
5. It was amazing, Dad. It was like, whoa, I'm falling down like slow motion.
So how come you didn't manage to break your fall?
It all happened so fast.
Fast, slow. He hasn't even got his story straight. I told you.
Thanks for bringing me to the hospital, sir.
Oh, no bother. I was just telling your mum and dad how you looked when you fell.
How?
Absolutely mental, son.
Cool.
Great.
Yes, just great. Let's get back to the car.
Look, I'm totally fine. I just lost my balance.
And that's all you think there was to it?
Yeah. Dad, you know the thing with that boy Stevie about not being friendly but not being mean either? It's not that easy.
You're telling him not to be friendly. Who are we talking about?
Sniffing Stevie.
Yeah, he's the kid that you get landed with if you're new. It's sad. You know, there's always one. So, I've been advising Tom how to hide behind the toilet, dive behind a bush, do what you have to do.
See, I kind of did that, but...
No, I know. It's tricky.
It is tricky.
But don't give in. Don't let the needy kid grab you before you've played the field.
Wait, you're telling Tom to be unfriendly to the kid who's being nice to him?
Well...
Tom, maybe you should give Stevie a chance.
Oh, do I have to? He's awful. You've seen him, Daddy's drippy.
Stevie is drippy, as well as sniffy.
I wish he did have a best friend, but I was hoping it didn't have to be me.
It doesn't have to be you, Tom.
What are you doing? You can't just damn a kid for being adenoidal. You never know what can blossom in a person.
I don't want a blossom person.
No, I mean it's like the ugly duckling. Now, say you'd met the ugly duckling in year one. You'd have thought, oh, crappy brown feathers, wouldn't you? Uncool and stubby and brown.
Mimi.
But if you've been loyal, you know, ducklings can become swans.
No, they can't.
They can. If you'd taken the time to get to know the boy beneath the feathers, then by year 9, you'd be best friends with the coolest boy in the class.
And that would be fantastic. He could break your enemy's legs with a vicious swipe of his gigantic swan's wing.
Yay! Stop it.
Hello. That's right, yeah. Okay. Lucy Miller? Did she? Yeah. I'm her dad. Listen, I live nearby. I'll collect it. Yeah, I can make it before then. Yep. Yeah. Thanks very much. Bye.
What was that?
Lucy left her mobile at the tattoo parlour.
Tattoo?!
Don't freak out. Just try to breathe, Mimi. Listen to what I'm telling you. Listen. I've got a very lazy postman, and he dumps all this mail on me. Lucy was just dropping in their letters to the shop on her way to school.
Last week, we handed in this big box to the fish shop.
He's trying to say fetish shop, isn't he?
That's it, fetish shop. You know, the one just across the road from Dad's.
Madame Clara's Clairvoyant Cafe. Fortune's Cookies and Coffee. Very cute. Can we go now?
Shame Madame Clara's not here. You could have got your future foretold.
I already know what's going to happen. I'm not going to eat something I like. There's a great new steakhouse in Soho I was going to take you to. Bernaise sauce to make you cry like a baby with joy. And you have brought me here to eat a wrap. A wrap. I've covered paper tastier than this with paste jam and stuck it on a wall.
My daughter Lucy has the wrong idea about me.
Oh,
kids. One moment you're a god, the next an idiot. But, deity or moron, you keep paying out for all their stuff. And that's good. That keeps the continuity.
I'm glad we could meet so quickly.
Are you kidding? I was dying to tell Romana that I'd seen Mimi, that he might phone, but I couldn't.
In case I didn't.
Yeah, she loves a second-hand grievance. It's the only thing she doesn't mind not being brand new. What's wrong with you, Joe? You're very quiet.
I am so screwed, money-wise. I'd like you to give me a job. Properly.
Well, you're my friend, but I don't have the kind of job you'd want.
No, please, in your decorating firm. I don't paint anymore, but I love paint, so let me work for you. Basic pay, part-time if that's all you've got, but regular.
My mother's got your work in pride of place. Oh, she's pleased I bought the house, but she's more impressed by your triptych that's hanging up on her wall.
Please, I don't want a pretend artsy-tartsy job. It was murder working for Dominique. Please. Come on, Bobby. It'd be fun as well.
Yeah, it would be fun.
Yeah, I was telling my boy about us. He's at a new school and nervous about making friends. And yeah. I told him that when I was his age, my life was so much easier because my best pal lived next door.
That's nice. And it's true.
Yeah. We could rise above all the playground rivalry and the bullshit. We didn't need anybody.
Let's do this then, eh?
Yeah.
Come and be my painting and decorating apprentice.
You mean it?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, let me get the coffee. I'll get this coffee.
Oh, is that a photo of the kids?
Yeah, that's them. That's the twins. Christopher and Romana II. And Stefano. He's my favourite.
You're not allowed a favourite.
Who says I'm not? Twins have got each other. Romana's got Romana. And I've got Stevie. That's him there. Oh.
You said Stefano. Much nicer. Please, make him not be Stevie.
He insists. What can you do? Poor baby's got this problem with his nose, you know. My Stevie's adenoidal, catarrhal, and snotty as hell.
Snotty?
Yeah, they break your heart, don't they, when they seem vulnerable?
Oh, God. Yes.
Hi, Lucy. Tom was just telling me about that great exhibition, the one about human skin that Daddy took you to.
Oh, it's brilliant. So brilliant.
The best part was the tattoos.
Syphilis turns your face all warty.
That's right, it does.
You hate tattoos, don't you, Mum?
No. No, I don't. It's just... And I think you should know this, Lucy. You won't be able to use certain hair dyes if you've got tattoos.
There was this boy's warty face in a jar.
Well, syphilis is so much worse than acne. Always remember that, kids. Oatmeal biscuit, anyone?
I can't imagine going grey, but I bet I won't have to. I bet the scientists at Garnier will have sorted it by then.
No, but still.
Tattoos are like art, and your body is the canvas.
And the other thing, apart from the hair dye thing, is that a tattoo is irrevocable, which means it can't be undone.
I'd be cool with that. Last night, I dreamt I was covered with these amazing animal shapes. There was an African drumbeat, and I could feel the painter's sable brush slowly inking its way across my flamingo.
They don't use sable brushes. They use needles. And there's blood, so much blood. But God, it sounds terrific, that skin exhibition.
Hey, Kate, just a minute. Can Katie come over for a sleepover tonight?
Not midweek.
I'm just going to go upstairs and finish making Dad's happy new job card.
Oh, you're a sweetheart. That's a good thing to be.
Mum?
What?
You're treating me like...
What? I just think it's a kind thing to do. It's thoughtful. Congratulating Daddy with a beautiful card. Understanding how loved that would make him feel.
No, stop it. Can you please stop telling me how wonderful it is to be nice every 5 minutes? It's like you're scared I'm going to become like a duckling torturer. Dad's right about Stevie, and I just don't want to be that nice, all right?
Bugger this. I miss Harry. I'm a Skype widow. Dear Harry, emailing because Skype's down. Without you, I'm feeling lopsided. Come home and be my best pal. Delete. What am I, 12?
So, Kate, come over later tonight for a sleepover and we'll plan for the party then.
Lucy, Mum just said you couldn't.
Ha! Watch and learn, shrimp. Watch and learn. Yeah, of course I did. No, it came out really well. It's a pure work of art, Katie. You might wonderful new tattoo.
You went and did it? Mum will go bananas.
That's Dad now. Coming!
Off you go, pea brain. Or should I say, tête de petit pois? Oh my God, you should have seen Tom's little face there. He's so much fun to wind up. Yeah, that's right. I'm speaking French again. Well, how long can you turn your back on the country that invented French kissing? But it was seeing Bernard's new profile photo, post-haircut. In un moment, all my pain disappeared like poof. It was when I saw his ears. Très, très Dumbo, ma chère. C'est horrible, ça. I'm so over you, elephant boy.
Hey, baby, how's the old chin healing?
Dad, Lucy's got a tattoo.
Lucy did what?
Hello, Joe. What did Lucy do, Tom?
So you just had to tell them. I suppose the game is up, then.
What is she talking about?
I've got myself a tattoo. Au revoir, Bernard,
no.
It says.
Your sweet little girl arms.
No one cares how I feel.
Oh, I care, Lucy, I do. Oh, God, what's wrong with me? Tom was fine and Lucy was heartbroken. I was protecting the wrong duckling. Don't rub it, darling, it'll get infected.
No, hang on, wait, it's coming off. The tattoo is coming off.
Dad, yeah, I've made you...
Just a minute, Tom.
See, it's a tattoo that can move on.
And you're over the boy?
Yes, I think I am. Can Katie come round?
What? You've got work to catch up on.
We're going to practice painting on bee stripes for next week's fancy dress party. And maybe play with my lip balm making kit.
Oh, God, that sounds so gloriously childlike.
Doesn't it just? You know what, Mimi? When you hear about the teenage stuff from other people, the terrors that await us out there in the dark...
We should glory in this bit. We should splash around in it, Joe.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yes. Yes! Yes! Have a sleepover, Lucy. I'll make toffee apples and maybe, I don't know, gingerbread men. I'm going to start baking.
Dad, I've made this for you.
Wow. Oh, good luck for your new job. That's beautiful. That's a cracking big swan up a ladder.
He's decorating.
Oh, lovely. You know, I've been thinking about your mum's childhood, Tom. She was shunted around a lot in a way that I never was. Maybe she's the one to listen to.
About what, exactly?
You know, about making new friends, about giving people a chance. Mimi, I'm ashamed.
You are?
So ashamed. Thank God my kids have a mother with your moral delicacy. Really.
Thanks, Joe. Don't be too harsh on yourself. Well, your divorce is probably making you err on the side of self-protection right now.
That is so astute.
Well, I'm going to my room right now. David Attenborough's just starting.
You can stay for supper if you'd like, Joe.
Oh.
You know, I think we're getting rather good at this go-betweening malarkey. I'm proud of us. Bobby, hey, this is a nice surprise. And who brought your boy? Who's this?
This is Stevie.
Hi, Stevie.
Hello, Mrs. Miller.
I just wanted to drop off this work timetable for Joe.
Oh, he's here. Joe, come on in.
No, I won't. I've got to get Stevie home.
And how old are you, Stevie? You look the same age as Tom.
I'm 10. I know a Tom Miller.
And you know, I think Tom knows a Stevie. Joe! Joe!
What is it? Oh, Bobby, huh? Stevie. You know, Mimi, second thoughts, I think I won't stay for supper.
The Gobertunis was written by Marcella Evaristi. In episode 2 of The Gobertunis, Lucy was played by Phoebe Abbott, Tom Finlay Christie, Mimi Sarah Alexander, and Joe was David Tennant. Bobby was Stephen Critchlow, Stevie Ben Baker, Miss Smart Morwenna Banks, and Donald Gordon Kennedy. The Gobertunis is directed by Marilyn Imbri, produced by Gordon Kennedy, and is an Absolutely production for BBC Radio 4.
And you can hear the next episode of The Go-Betweenies, Helen, the Mum from Hell, next week at the same time. After the news, saving England's threatened playing fields. It's you and yours.
I think he may have hesitated.
Oh, devious.
I'm stopping him on behalf of society.
It's difficult to get a word in with some people.
F-R-U-S. In some strange way.
How's you been challenged, Tony? What was it?
Challenge his spelling of that.
Just a minute. The new series begins on Monday evening on BBC Radio 4. at 6:30.